This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you already started hosting your first Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet. It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include your welcome book, a turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, plus other great bonuses you don't want to miss. Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can get all of this for a special price of $27. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get instant access. Now on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Welcome to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Ooh, we're going to get down and dirty today.
Oh, that was good intro.
Do you like that?
I did.
I was thinking about that the whole time.
I like it. Intro. Well, we're going to get down and dirty, but then we're going to clean it up.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to keep it clean because we like it freaky clean.
We do.
Freaky, fresh, clean.
All right. Before we get into the show, let's do what we do each and every week, which is share one of you and your listings. This is STR Share Sunday. It is a hashtag that we celebrate on Instagram. We encourage all of you to get on Instagram, put your short-term rental on Instagram. And when you post, use this hashtag. We do look at it each and every day. And who are we sharing today, Annette?
We are sharing at Gold Pan Cabin. So that's at GOLDPAN Cabin. And there's meaning in the name, Sarah. You can actually pan for gold at their cabin. So there's meaning in there.
So cool. Oh my gosh. What if someone actually struck gold? That would be so cool.
I know. I wonder if they have to share it. If you guys want to check them out, head to their Instagram. And they are nestled on 8 of their very own acres in Breckenridge, Colorado. So sold. Do I need to say anything else? I think that might be enough.
No, like Annette, when are we going? Sponsored.
Right.
Over.
So there's mountain views, stream fishing, and they're only 17 miles exactly to Breckenridge, and it sleeps 12. Sarah, let's talk a little bit of the great things about their listing, besides the 8 acres and besides being able to mine for gold and location. So we're pretty much done there. But
well, the one thing that I think is really cool that I think our listeners can benefit from learning from is that they've really gone above and beyond, although it should be considered baseline, but they've outlined their accessibility via the Airbnb. Their Airbnb listing. So under accessibility listeners, if you're on Airbnb, you can outline whether or not like getting inside, if you have stairs or steps to enter, you know, how wide are your entrances? Moving around the space, are there stairs into common areas? How high above the floor is the bed? All these things matter for accessibility. And they have this, I mean, Annette, it's dialed in living room, kitchenette, all the bathrooms and bedrooms. They have pictures too, outlining actual measurements. So anyone can enjoy this space. And it's helpful if someone has a handicap, whether or not they can enjoy the space, you know, without having to worry about getting around. So I just really applaud them in this effort.
And listeners, I talked to another host this week who has a ranch style home that just is booked constantly, I think because of some of the accessibility there. So it doesn't even have to be someone that's handicapped. It could just be someone, you know, that stairs may be difficult, or it might be for really young or really old. So just really keep that in mind all the time, because especially at a larger property like this, when people want to travel together, they might have all the way from very young to very old traveling with them. And I think this place is just a dream because you're secluded. You're by yourself on these 8 acres. I don't know where you could really have an experience like that.
Well, and really quick too, you don't have to be completely accessible to fill out the accessibility section in your listing, listeners. So even if you have like exceptionally wide doorways, if there's no steps up into your front door, or if you've got 2 steps, you can still outline that and highlight it so that travelers know. But the whole reason why we do STR Share Sunday is that so you and as well as us can go and share some love with this, with one of our listeners. So find them on Instagram and find them on Airbnb, like their listing, go visit them, DM them, connect. And anything else, Annetta? Should we get on?
Yeah, just really read through their description. They crushed it there. They really did a nice job.
It's a really thorough listing.
And I think, again, when you do have a special place like this that is kind of remote, the more detail that you can give, the more that you're likely to get booked. So yeah, let's get on to the show, Sarah.
Who do we have to talk about cleaning today?
So today we have Jill Mason, who is the founder and CEO of VRScheduler.com. She's been working with property managers and cleaning companies for over 4 years to help make them more efficient and accurate. She sounds like my kind of lady. She has recently pivoted into staff training with their new cleaning certification program, and that is exactly what we're going to talk about today. So Jill, welcome to our show.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Oh, we are excited to talk about all things cleaning. Sarah and I, our listeners kind of know that this via our show and that they follow us on Instagram, but we kind of nerd out over cleaning and getting things clean and how to keep them clean. But there's this new thing on the scene, COVID-19, and it has put cleaning to the forefront of everyone worldwide. Mm-hmm. And honestly, probably refreshing. Everybody needs to refocus on it. And Jill, do you want to talk to our audience about how this cleaning certification came about during this specific time and the root of it? Because it is a pretty new product.
Yeah, I would love to. And so to be clear, we're talking about not only just cleaning, but also health, safety, and PPE. So we're just, you know, covering all of those topics. But
and real quick, Joe, what's PPE for our listeners?
Sure. It's personal protective equipment. So it's all of your gloves, masks, booties, anything that you're wearing to make sure that you're staying safe. And then the people that are around you are also staying safe.
And listeners, Sarah and I are proud.
We know what PPE is
are proud certificate holders. We have both taken the cleaning certification program and passed. I'm going to admit there were a couple of sections that I failed and had to retake, but I'm saying that with pride because I think we all have a lot to learn right now, no matter where you are in the industry. And circling back to what Jill just said, when I first saw cleaning certification, I truly thought it was just going to be about cleaning. And I was pleasantly surprised at the focus of keeping us safe as we're turning over properties, our turnover professionals safe as they're turning over the property. So don't be fooled by the name that it's cleaning certification. It's not only about cleaning your space, it's about keeping your team and your guests safe.
Exactly. And nice work taking the test. I actually went back and checked your score.
Thank you.
You did indeed pass. So so you can go out into the world and help these Airbnb people be more safe.
Yes.
But back to your original question. So I actually am also the founder of VR Scheduler, which is operational software for kind of larger property managers. It's software that organizes the staff and the tasks. As you can imagine, once you get, 10, 20, 30 properties, the organization of all of those things becomes quite challenging. And so our software kind of organizes all of that and helps schedule and track those tasks through the system. So once COVID hit, a lot of my customers were trying to figure out how to get their staff back into the field safely. And after talking to several of them, we figured out that everyone's kind of doing the same research and trying to figure out the same things. And what we discovered was that there's a lot of information out there, and you can find it on the CDC, on the WHO, on Airbnb, on VRBO. You know, there's just a ton of checklists and reading through WHO information, trying to figure out what applies to vacation rentals, what applies to not vacation rentals, and distilling that down into something that the cleaners themselves can understand is a huge challenge that everyone's doing individually.
Right.
So since being efficient and is our middle name, we decided to take that on. And basically what we've done is we've worked with, we live up here in, or our VR scheduler is up here in Washington State, which is a very forward thinking and scientific state. So we have access to our local Department of Labor and Industries resources and some local universities, as well as, you know, just really forward thinking nurses in this area. And we've taken all of that information that everyone's kind of combing through and turned that into this online course that we were just talking about that is understandable for your boots on the ground staff. So for your cleaners, your maintenance people, your inspectors, even the owners should be taking this course. And it basically just covers all of the protocols that are new to keep you from getting sick and keep others from getting sick if you're sick. It's a 1-hour course. And yeah, so that's kind of the backstory.
And you worked with, I believe in our first conversation, you worked with multiple people, some scientists, I think the university there potentially to help you put the tests together. Is that correct?
Well, so we mostly worked with our customers
okay. To
understand what they were looking for. And then we pulled the information ourselves and then we just had it reviewed by our local, you know, government agencies. Now we cannot say that anyone endorses us because we're a for-profit.
Sure.
Organization, but they did review it.
No, awesome.
They just can't endorse it.
And then how many people so far, when did you launch the course, Jill, and how many people have completed it so far or some rough numbers?
That's a great question. I think we launched it mid-May.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And we've done a couple rounds of revision and we've had about over 400 people take the course.
Love that. That's great.
And we've given out, I think, almost 100 badges.
Wonderful.
So it's kind of a two-step process. First, you and your staff take the course and then you can apply for a badge. And that badge is really helpful for your marketing. So you can put the badge on your website and it helps your guests to understand that you've trained your staff in these new protocols.
Right. So listeners, Sarah and I took the test last night. And then after you take the test, the badge is also available for you. And if in your market, I'm sure a lot of you have seen that so many people have altered their listing photos mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, promote themselves that they're COVID safe or CDC clean. There's multiple different ways that people are weaving in cleaning into their marketing. But this is really a great way to not just like put your pictures in Canva and alter them, but to truly put a badge, a certification badge on your listing that you've taken the time to educate yourself.
And that someone, like a third party, is saying that you are certified mm-hmm. in the health and safety of your staff, yourself, and your guests, which is nice too. Because honestly, Jill, you know, when this all happened, like I was on all those websites that you spoke of, I got all the information I could and trained my staff to do things. And so, like Annette said, I put on this thing, you know, we're doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing. But I love now that I can leverage what you've done for us, Jill, mm-hmm. and say that, you know, cleaningcertification.com had a test. I spent, you know, some time on it. I passed and now I get to put this badge on my listing. And there's two ways you can, what are those ways that you recommend? I don't want to say advertise the badge, but
utilize
display,
it.
Yeah. Utilize the badge, Jill, that you're seeing is working really well for businesses.
Yeah. So yeah. And just backing up a little bit,
sure.
To be clear, this badge is backed by training. So it's not just a badge that anyone can get and put on their website. You have to send your staff through the course. When you get your badge, it has a unique ID number on it so that guests can go back to that cleaning certification website and make sure that you are really certified. So when they plug in that ID, they'll see the name of your listing or the name of your company and verify that you've actually taken those courses.
I love that.
So it's the only badge for this new protocol that is backed by a unique ID and is backed by training for your staff. So that's what's really exciting for us, is that we're actually getting this information into the hands of the people that need it.
Absolutely.
But in terms of marketing your, that you are doing this, we very much encourage you to do that. What we're seeing in our initial tests is that people who do put the badge on their listings are seeing their occupancy rate increase by over 30%. So that's really exciting. And then the other exciting thing is that the number of questions that they're getting from potential guests has dropped to zero.
Oh,
around
wow.
Cleaning.
No, that's
so
great.
They were getting, you know, a couple inquiries or a couple back and forth emails for each reservation. What is your cleaning process? What are you doing? And then that just, you know, this just ticks that box for the guests, so they don't have to worry.
That's worth it right there.
So that guest trust piece is really important. In terms of how to market this badge, what we are recommending is you can kind of overlay it on your primary listing image just to give that immediate trust and peace of mind. We encourage you to also put it in any of your emails. So any of your, if you're doing direct booking, you're probably trying to drive past guests or past contacts to your website. And so if you can put this badge into those marketing emails, that's also a great way to capture the guests' attention and make them feel safe if they're just planning some local travel during this time.
And let's talk about you. You're not only offering training to owners and the actual boots in the ground, our beloved turnover teams, but you're also giving back to those communities as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So we've partnered with the Housekeeper Relief Fund, which is a fund that was set up by Cliff Johnson at rented.com and a few others. And that program was set up to give back to housekeepers when they were most at need during this time. So a lot of housekeepers were out of work. They're our most underserved population. They probably didn't have access to funds, nor did they have savings. Some of them are undocumented. So this fund was basically just giving money to these people to just tide them over to when they could get work again. We've partnered with them. So we're giving $1 for every course sold to the Housekeeper Relief Fund directly for them to continue to fund the housekeepers in need. And then we're also giving a free course to every housekeeper who gets funds from the Housekeeper Relief Fund. It's really exciting. It's an awesome program. I've talked to them at length, and I know that they're going to continue for a long time with this program, and we're super excited to have them as a component of cleaningcertification.com.
One of the things that we haven't touched on yet, Jill, two things. Listeners, I know we're using the term staff a lot in this episode. This is, if you are the person that does your turnovers yourself, you still need to take this. I learned a ton of stuff in it. I don't want you to think that this certification is only if you have a team or a staff of people. This is if it's you, if it's your husband, if it's your son or your daughter, your son-in-law, your, you know, grandkids helping you, you should take this. And we haven't touched on this yet. It's really affordable. It's another thing I just want to let you guys know. This isn't, you know, hundreds of dollars to take this certification. It is an hour of your time and very affordable. Jill, do you want to go over the price of it? And at the end, if you guys stick with us to the end, we actually have a coupon code, a discount code for you. But let's talk about the affordability of the certification and how simple it is to just log on and take it right away.
Yeah, I would love to. So the course itself is $20. And the reasoning behind that is we're just trying to make sure that it's affordable for all of these, you know, for the housekeeping people. So that's the answer to that question. But like you said, this is for anyone who is entering the vacation rental. So if you're the owner, if you're the, you know, maintenance person, the cleaner, the inspector, anyone who is entering that property should take this course, because like you said at the beginning, it's covering, you know, what to do when you first get there, how to put on your gloves, how to put on your mask, how to wash your hands, when to change your gloves, like all of the little pieces and parts that are so important that are actually pretty difficult to train and difficult to keep in the minds of the people that you're trying to train or yourself. So these courses are set up to reiterate this really important information over and over again so that the content can be remembered by you, your husband, whoever's your mom's cleaning the property or maybe your daughter's helping out a little bit. So if everyone can take the course, then that's going to help, the greater good of the world, really.
No, honestly, yeah.
And there is, listeners, there is a lot of information, before you even get to the property, like before you, if it's you thinking that you're going to go clean that day, there's some health checks you need to do on yourself before you enter that property. There's stuff that you need to do after you leave the property. That's some of the stuff that I'll be honest that I was not aware of. I don't want to give it all away, but there is some interesting things about laundry inside the course that I had to kind of walk myself through and think about. And again, this is safety stuff that goes beyond COVID that we should be practicing anyways. Yeah. But,
and I don't think you're giving anything away. I think we're trying to give it away.
Yeah.
so specifically, like, just to give an example, when you're thinking about if you should go to work or not, And I think everyone knows they should not go to work if they're sick. And maybe some people are doing temperature checks. There's some really specific rules on when to go back to work if you have been sick. And those are knowing that the temperature is 104 degrees and knowing that you need to wait at least 10 days. And that's the specific information that's kind of hidden in all of these different organization websites that we've distilled down into something really easy to understand. In terms of the laundry, I think you're talking about like you shouldn't shake laundry.
Well,
like when you're,
yes, because to me, my initial reaction is to always shake. Like shake it. Like I don't know. Like when you're fluffing pillow, it's just like a throw pillows, anything like that. That's kind of your first reaction is when you pick them up to like fluff or shake, even throw blankets. And now I'm like, no, you can't. That just, I have this vision now of the germs just being this huge like confetti everywhere by the shaking and fluffing. And it's kind of one of those things that like, I know, but I needed to like think about that. Again.
Yeah. And another thing that I learned when we were creating this course is that when you're going through and vacuuming,
oh yeah, that was a big
closing
one.
Doors when you're vacuuming spaces, and that will like reduce the cross contamination between the spaces.
Yeah, that
was a
huge
thing. So if you're in
a
bedroom, you close the door, vacuum that bedroom, open the door, and it just adds that one little level of containment. So it's pretty interesting.
One thing I loved is the accessibility of this course. Jill, can you talk about that, how you're not just serving the English-speaking population? Because truly, our listeners are a lot of them are urban rental hosts, but I know we have some vacation rental hosts, but it's not just the U.S. that we're addressing here. It's really COVID is affecting anyone and everyone, and so does cleanliness and health. So how are you making this course accessible?
Yeah. So right now the course is available in English and Spanish. We are open to translating it into other languages on request. So we're just kind of starting here. And then I'm thinking we will probably be following up with Portuguese and French next. But we usually just kind of roll that out based on what our customers are asking for.
Absolutely.
So if there's a language that you need that's not English or Spanish, just let us know. But otherwise, your Spanish-speaking staff or helpers can take the Spanish course, which will be much better for them because they'll be able to retain that knowledge easier.
I was telling you, because my team, they're, English is not their first language. It's Spanish. And I showed them, because another thing too, Jill, and I want you to finesse this after I say it, but not only do I, have to take the test and be certified, but if I want to display this on my listings, my team also needs to be trained, and I'm making that promise by displaying the badge. So I chatted with my team this morning and I actually showed them on my phone, the course in Spanish, and with their eyes lit up, like they're like, oh my gosh, yes. Like they're so excited to be a part, because we are already practicing the CDC recommended policies, but this is just a nice, concise way to teach them all the things that I just learned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we just want to make sure that, like you said, the boots on the ground staff and the people who are in the field that we're literally sending these people out into, the more risky workforce, So anything we can do to help them keep themselves safe, as well as the guests, is going to be helpful to them. And having this course in Spanish just makes it easier for them to remember. It makes them feel part of the team. It just, you know, it's a win-win.
And listeners, just to give you some background on how to actually take the course, you will, when you go to the cleaning certification website, you can purchase, it'll say courses, you'll purchase it right there. You will give our coupon code, apply that. And you, once you pay, you are into the learning portal immediately. And I mean, it's, you know, 30 seconds basically from putting your credit card information in, you're starting to take the course. And it is a combination. There's a few videos, there is audio, and then there is some reading. But if you just carve out an hour of time from beginning to end, it's all on your laptop, your iPad, your desktop, your phone. You could really, the test can be taken anywhere. And it's super, talking about accessibility, that's another layer of it. It's, you can do it in the comfort of your own home, in your home office, in your bed, wherever you want to. You can take it and get it done quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's online. It's self-paced. It's an hour long. We're not trying to stress anyone out over here. We're just trying to get you the information that you need.
I like that we're putting a skin in the game by, you know, forking up some cash for it. It's making you accountable for advancing your education. We're giving back a little bit to the relief fund for housekeepers. So I love what you're doing, Jill. Is there anything we haven't touched on that you, that our listeners need to know about when it comes to the health and safety of ourselves and of our cleaners and of our guests?
No, I think we covered everything. Thank you so much for all of your, and thanks for taking the course too, by the way.
I actually do have one question that just popped up. So now that we're certified, Jill, is it, does our certification, does it last for like 12 months or are we certified forever? How long can we utilize the badge on our listing for?
Yeah. So the badge and the certification are a little bit separate.
Okay.
So the badge is just a promise that you're going to continue to certify your staff.
Okay, great.
Which is yourself and your housekeepers and your maintenance people. Anyone entering the property is considered a staff member.
Okay.
So the badge lasts forever.
Okay.
But the training itself is annual.
Okay.
And our thought is that, you know, information is going to change.
Sure.
And you'll probably forget half the stuff.
Right.
So if we just have you come back annually and retake the course, that'll remind you of all the stuff you're supposed to be doing. And we'll involve the course as well to the current best practices. And the other thing that we'll be doing is we're going to be sending out emails to everyone who's taken the course as things evolve.
Oh, wow. So, okay, that's great.
So everyone will be kind of up to speed with the current recommendations and guidelines as they come out.
Wonderful.
Well, you've been a busy bee. I mean, you launched this, you said, in May, and you've got it already in English and Spanish, working in other languages. You're giving back. You're making it accessible. Jill, you are a saint. Thanks for all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You know, us moms, we know how to get a lot done.
Right? Yes. If our listeners want to learn more about you and they have, if they want to ask for another language or they have more questions for you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah. So you can reach out to me at my email address, which is jill@vrscheduler.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Jill Mason, and those are probably the two best ways.
Perfect.
To get a hold of me.
And we will, listeners, in our show notes, and we'll also send this out via email if you're part of our email list. If you're not part of our email list, go ahead and head to thanksforvisiting.me and get signed up. That way you never miss a podcast episode. And we also share the show notes that way in case you forget to go back. But we'll have a special link for you if you want to take the certification. And with that link, you'll click on it. You'll use the code TFV. That stands for Thanks for Visiting. And you will get, it's 20% off, Jill. Is that correct?
Yep. 20% off.
Thank you so much for doing that for our listeners. There, I'm listeners, if you're listening, you need to get certified. And then anyone entering your properties really needs to get certified. Do your part in keeping really the world healthy.
And it's and Jill's such a great addition to our show, and we're partners now because that's Sarah and I's message. Like, we want to elevate what hosting means.
Yes.
And this is a huge part of guests trusting short-term rental, vacation rental hosts, is when we are studying, when we are learning, when we are keeping up with current events, we've got to up level. And that's exactly what this cleaning certification is helping us do. So if all of us can band together, get certified, it's just going to up level the short-term rental market because we all know it's competitive. It's going to continue to be competitive. And we know we have safe, amazing, spaces for people to come and enjoy? And why not give them one more reason to feel comfortable in our homes? Right. So we're super thankful for what you put together, Jill.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Guest trust is very important right now.
Yes. And right now they're deciding whether they want to go to a short-term rental or a vacation rental or a hotel. At listeners. Mm-hmm. So while we always have our eye on a competition in terms of other vacation rentals or other short-term rentals in our area, we have to remember that although we offer very different things in the hotels, they've got larger marketing dollars than we do. And so we have to show them that we are just as conscious about our guest safety as they are.
So 100%.
Jill, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure we will be doing much more in terms of partnership between the Air Scheduler, cleaning certification, and thanks for visiting. So thanks for your time. Listeners, as always, thank you for your time and tuning in each and every week. Each and every week, we have new content, new things to share with you, whether it's mindset or education, all about the short-term rental and vacation rental industry. Until next time, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.